We're on the Gemara and Daf Lamed Omed Beis. And we find ourselves now on the seventh wide line. We recall that there had been a machlokes mentioned in the Gemara between Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha and the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha was of the opinion that as long as you have two Edim who are saying the same accusation, the same thing, even though they're not witnessing the same story, that's fine. The Tanna Kamma, however, disagreed and says that no, they both have to witness the exact same events. They cannot be referring to different events, even though they may concur altogether. So what was the example? We'll see later on in the Omer, there's going to be further examples. But if one of them says that I witnessed a loan on Sunday and the other one said I witnessed a loan on Monday, so even though they're not referring to the same event, but they both agree at the end of the day that Reuven owes Shimon a mona. So according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, tremendous chiddush, that is considered a kat edus. They can be mitstarif, which means they can join forces. The Tanna Kamma disagreed. And we saw that there might be room to differentiate, and we're going to discuss this also further on later on in the Omud, maybe even today, that there might be room to differentiate between karkois and metaltalim. Because karkois, clearly they're referring to the same karka, whereas metaltalim, they may be referring to a different money, a different coin. So therefore, even if we would paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, in the case of karka, what about metaltalim? Maybe actually the Tanna Kamma never even disagreed with me in the case of karka. So we saw that the Gemara said, and this is the way we left off with last time, that the halacha follows Rabbi Shua ben Korcha in metaltalin, in karka. And if you say a statement like that, well, clearly the Rabbonon must disagree in metaltalin and karka. You cannot say that the halacha follows a particular opinion if actually nobody disagrees. I would never be able to say the statement to you, the halacha is you have to keep Shabbos. We paskin that you have to keep Shabbos. What do you mean, we paskin? Nobody disagrees. But if I would be referring to machlokes and I would say, we paskin that you can or you can't open a bottle lid on Shabbos, you mean the well-known machlokes and you're paskining like one tzad. That would make sense. But you cannot utter a statement and say the halacha follows the opinion that says you have to keep Shabbos. There is no opposing opinion. And that's what the Gemara was medayik. If you have a look at the seventh line, Omale Abaye, Halacha. He's talking to Ullah. Ullah was the one who said on the previous line that there might be a difference between Karkois and Metaltalin. But it's quite clear from Ullah's statement, Omale Abaye, Halacha. If you say that the halacha follows one of those two opinions, michlal, then we have every right to deduce the pligi. Clearly, there is a machlokes. If there is a machlokes, then, and only then, does it make sense to say that the halacha follows one opinion over and above the other. So why is that problematic? Because, again, if you're telling me that the halacha follows Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, then you're telling me, in fact, that there's a machloikus and the Rabbonon disagree, both in the case of metaltalin and also in the case of karka. Karka is non-movable property. If you tell me that we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha in that particular case, then clearly the Rabbonon would disagree in that particular case. And that, says the Gemara, is problematic. V'ho omar rab abo omar rab huna omar rab. Moidim chachomim l'Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha be'edos karka. We have a clear statement in the name of Rav Abba, in the name of Rav Ovin, in the name of Rav. Rav said that actually the Rabbonon never disagreed at all with Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha in the case of Karka. They only disagreed in the case of Metaltalin when we're referring to a different loan, a different coin. But where we're referring to the same piece of land, There is actually no debate. Everybody would agree that that is considered a perfectly valid kat edus. So how can Ullah say that the halacha follows Rabbi Shua ben Korcho in the case of karka, when Rav said there's no machlokes in the case of karka? Furthermore, said the Gemara finishes the statement, the Tani Rav Idi Bar Ovin Benizikin de Beikarna. We have another statement in the name of Rav Idi Bar Ovin in Nezikin de Beikarna. Rabbi Yosef, how do they translate Nezikin de Beikarna? I think it's referring to a yeshiva where they learned Nezikin by Karna. Is that correct?
Yes, from the order of Nezikin, as taught in the Academy of Karna.
Right, in the Yeshiva of Karna, we have another statement, and it said, another case that Chachomim would agree to Rabbi Shua ben Korcho, Moidin Chachomim Rabbi Shua ben Korcho, in another case, Be'edus Bechoir, Be'edus Karka, that's what's relevant to us, and Be'edus Chazoka, Now, we've just mentioned four cases. We will, Mitzvah Hashem, come right back to three of them. But what do you see? One of those examples was what? Eidos Karka. So we have two Amoraim, both Rav and also Rav Idi Ba'ovin, saying that when it comes to Karka, the Rabbonon agree to Rabbi Shua ben Korcho. So it makes no sense, therefore, for Ullah to say the halacha follows Rabbi Shua ben Korcho in the case of Karka, when actually in the case of Karka, there's no machlokes at all. That's the Gemara's question. Now, let's move on a little bit, and then we'll come back to all those various examples. I just don't want to lose the thread. Says the Gemara, I'm sorry, we have a famous expression, which we're going to see is mentioned again later on in Yomud once or twice. Gavra. A gavra koromis? Are you pitching one person against another? Mar sovar pligi, umar sovar loy pligi. Why can't there be a machloikus about whether or not there's a machloikus? Do the Rabbonon agree or disagree to Rabbi Shua ben Korcho with regard to the karkois? That may well be a machloikas. Ullah maintained that there is a machloikas, and that's why he felt necessity to say that we paskin like Rav Shua ben Korcho. The other two Amoraim, whom you quoted, and said there's no machloikas, so be it. So they hold there's no machloikas. And yes, they would never feel a necessity to say the halacha follows Rav Shua ben Korcho. So again, let me give you an example. Of course, we have on every Amud in Shas, a kasha from one particular person to another, but it depends who. If I would tell you that Rabbi Eliashiv paskened such and such, and you would say to me, but how can that be? But Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said the opposite. That's not a kasha. Like, okay, Peseder. They are, as far as we are concerned, on level standing, so they can have a machlokes. That's not a kasha. But if I say to you, how could Rabbi Yashiv paskin such and such, but it's a Mefurash of Tosfos that says the opposite? Oh, that's a question that needs to be looked at. Because we have a principle, with no exception, that Rabbi Yashiv cannot argue on a Tosfos. So then we would have to look at that kasha more deeply. Maybe there's different ways of understanding the Tosfos. Maybe there's other Rishonim who disagree. That's at least a question that would need to be dealt with. But I cannot ask you, how can Rabbi Eliashiv say it's also when Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says it's muta? They're allowed to argue. So too over here. Is there a machloikas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shua ben Korcho? That could be a point of debate. Ula holds that yes, there is a machloikas. And the Rabbonon always disagree with Rabbi Shua ben Korcho, not only in the case of Metaltelin, but also in the case of Karka. And that's why he felt it important to point out that we paskin like Rabbi Shua ben Korcho in the case of Karka, because as far as he's concerned, the Tanakama would disagree. And yes, the other two Amoraim, they're all on a level playing field, and Amoira can disagree with another Amoira. Had we brought a Mishnah, by the way, or a Braisa, that would have been a different story. Because as we know, there's a golden rule. An Amora cannot disagree with a Mishnah. An Amora cannot disagree with a Braisa. So had you managed to prove to me from a Mishnah or a Braisa that there's no machlokes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Shua ben Korcha, yes, then we would have been in trouble. Because if there's no machlokes, you hardly need to say that the halacha is like the opinion of Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. But you didn't bring a Mishnah and Braisa, you just brought another Amora. Okay, so we have a machlokes Amoraim, not the first and not the last. Now, before we continue, let's now re-examine some of the cases that were mentioned in the Gemara, even though they're not actually specifically relevant to us, but they are further examples of where the Tanakama would agree to Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. So look back into the Gemara again. V'tani Rav Idi Bar Ovin ben Izokin de Beikarana. Rav Idi Bar Ovin, quoting the Shiurim on Masechtas Nezikin, remember, Sanhedrin is Masechtas Nezikin, as taught in the Yeshiva of Karna, and they said, Moidim Chachomim Rabbi Shua ben Korcho. The Chachomim would agree to Rabbi Shua ben Korcho in a number of cases. Don't think that it's a wall-to-wall machlekas and they argue in every case. No, there is a lot of common ground. When would they agree? So one of the cases is Be'edus B'choir, the last two words on the line, Be'edus B'choir. Now, what is that referring to, Be'edus B'choir? So have a look at Rashi, a lengthy Rashi. We will not see all of it, but we'll see at least most of it. Be'edus B'choir. Remember, whenever we talk about a B'choir, we must be talking about one of two things, either a b'chayr odom or a b'chayr behema. A b'chayr odom, well, the halachic significance is, of course, pidyon abed or yerusha. B'chayr behema, the halach is, as we brought as a carbon, it cannot be used for mundane avodah. So which particular b'chayr are we referring to over here? So Rashi says, Be'edos b'chayr, t'nan b'chayris. We have a Mishnah in b'chayris, Masechtas b'chayris, and it says, kol mumin, any blemish. Of course, we learned about these yesterday in Parashas Emor, all the different mumin. But we have a parasha of mum in a b'chayr, an animal, Rashi learns, we're talking about an animal, who must be brought as a korban. Nowadays, of course, we cannot bring it as a carbon, so it would not be allowed to be used for mundane usage until it gets a mum. Once it gets a blemish, not any type of blemish, obviously. There are different types of blemishes. There's many halachas of blemishes, but when it receives a mum, at that point, it does not need to be brought as a carbon, or at that point, it loses its kedusha, and it can now be used. So now, we need to have a verdict as to how the mum came about. Because if I would go up to the animal and cause deliberately a mum, if I would deliberately cause a mum to an animal, then that would not render it usable. It's only if the mum came me'elov. What does that mean, me'elov? Either it developed an illness, or the animal fell over and it broke its leg, something like that, but it was not humanly induced. Now, if I see an animal, a b'chayr with a mum, so I've got no idea. I've got no idea how this mum came about. Was it induced artificially? In other words, a human being inflicted the wound on the animal? Or perhaps indeed it was a mum that came me'elov. As long as I don't know, obviously I cannot use the animal. So what must I rely on? Eidos, two Eidim will come and they'll say, listen, we can testify that we absolutely saw this animal fall over, it tripped up, something landed on it, whatever it was, that's called a mum that came me'elov. And if that's the case, the animal can be used. Now, with that introduction, now let's look at Rashi. Says Rashi, Tnan b'b'choyres kol ha-mumin ha-ro'uyin lovoi bidei Adam. Any mum which in theory could be humanly induced, it's ro'u to come bidei Adam. If I see an animal who's got a medical condition, who's got a heart problem, well, obviously that's not humanly induced. So we're not talking about that type of mum. But if I see an animal with a broken leg or a leg chopped off, that's a mum that could, in theory, have been brought about by Adam. I don't know. I would need Adam. Says the Mishnah, Royim Koyanim. If you have Koyanim who are shepherds, Ein Ne'emonin. They are not believed, Loima to say, quote unquote, May Elov Nofal Boy Mum. That this mum came automatically. They are not believed to say that. Why not? Because they have an agenda. What's their agenda? Remember, they are Koyanim. And they've got every interest that this animal considered a Baal Mum. Says Rashi, Lefi Shenechshadu Koyanim. Because Koyanim, to be perfectly honest, are suspect. Lahatil mumin, to inject, to induce a mum, the b'choyrois bizman hazeh. Nowadays, where there are no korbonos, so the b'choyr definitely is not going to be sacrificed upon the mizbeach, but it cannot be used until such point that it has a mum. So the Koyan is suspect to inflict a mum on this animal. Why? Kedei lahatiron b'shchita. In order to finally permit this animal to be shechted. In other words, either way it's kodesh, and it's got to be given to the Kohen. What's the Kohen got to do with it? As long as the animal is in perfect state, there's nothing, it's just got to be grazing in the field, so it's perfectly useless. So therefore the Kohenim are suspect. Maybe they're deliberately going to inflict a mum. Ah, now it could be used and they can shecht it. Therefore they've got no ne'emonus. Says Rashi, Ve'im hevi b'choyr laharoisoy l'chocham. So if somebody brings, if the Kohen, for example, brings the b'choyr to show it to the chocham, right? The chocham has to make a halachic psak. That is this considered a mum? Sorich shnei eidim imoy. So this Kohen shepherd would have to bring two Eidim with him. He cannot be one of the two Eidim. As we said, he's got an agenda, right? He comes to the Chacham and he says, listen, I received this Bechor because I'm a Kohen and I've been waiting for the animal to have a mum because at that point I can shecht it and I hereby testify that I saw yesterday the animal fell over and chopped off its leg. Sorry, you are not Ne'eman. We are suspicious that maybe you deliberately did so. So you have to bring a further two Eidim with you, says Rashi, to say what? Tzorech shnei Eidim imoy, shemei eilov nofal boy mum zeh. They're going to have to testify that this mum came me eilov, by itself, not humanly inflicted. Ve'im hevi eid echod al mum zeh, ve'eid echod al mum acher. So what happens if two Eidim are produced? One talks about the fact that, yes, I saw him fell over and his leg got broken. And the other one says, I saw the animal fall over and I saw a different leg become broken. In the same animal. So this now, Rabbi Isai, doesn't this bring us back to Rabbi Shua ben Korcho? They both agree that the animal has got a mum, which came me Elov, but they're not talking about the same story. The first aid says, I saw the back leg get broken, and the second aid says, I saw the front leg get broken. Says Rashi, quoting a Mishnah, mitstarefin dea mitstaref. They can join forces. So what do we see over there? That the Tanakama agrees to Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. When Rabbi Shua ben Korcha said we can have two Edim that can combine, they can be mitstaref even though they are witnessing a different story. And the Tanakama disagreed, but they don't disagree in every single case. Here's a case, number one, in the case of a Bechor, that the Tanakama agree, the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Shua ben Korcha, that even though the Edim are talking about a different Mum, but because at the end of the day, they are both testifying about the same Psak Halacha, they are both saying that this animal had a self-induced Mum, those two Edim could be Mitzdarif. Now, by the way, Tosfos learns completely different. Tosfos learns that we're not talking about a Bechor Behema. We're talking about a Bechor Odom with regard to Pidgin Aben, but we'll put that aside for the moment. So either way, on our list of cases that the Tanakama agreed to Rabbi Shua ben Korcha, this is number one.
Rabbi?
Yes.
I just want to understand something. A Kohen comes along. First of all, I don't understand. I thought the Kohanim are viewed as a higher echelon of Jew.
Yeah, so they're cautious. So, when it comes to money, they're cautious. Like everybody
okay,
else.
Fine. But what I wanted to ask is, so now a Kohen comes along and he says, this animal got hurt by himself. He's a mum by itself. And I have an aid. I have one aid to prove that I didn't do this, that it happened by itself. We don't accept it.
He wants to be the second aid. So we say, I'm sorry, you're chashud, you're out. You got to bring two aid.
We don't accept it, right?
Correct.
So then he comes and he says, I have one aid that shows that this happened on Tuesday on his front leg. And I have a second aid that shows that it happened on Wednesday on his back leg. And that we do accept? I don't understand this at all.
Yeah, 100%. Got two aid.
But you don't, the two aidim cannot prove that he didn't, one aid on the injury is not enough to prove that he did, that he's not kosher.
That's not the debate. The debate is, do we have two aidim who testify that they saw an automatically self-induced mum? Yes, they're not coming to debate whether the Kohen did do something or didn't do something. That's not the issue. I've got two Edim. This is Rabbi Shua ben Korcha's tremendous Chiddush. And now we're seeing that actually the Rabbanon agree. As long as I've got two Edim and there's enough common ground between them, that's fine. Whether the Kohen's suspicious or not suspicious, I have got two Edim. I can never disagree with two Edim. I'll be Shnaim Edim, Yochum Dov. So that's one case of Eidos Bechor. Now look back into the Gemara. The second case is Eidos Karka. Well, we've discussed that already. Means one aid says, yes, he admitted that the Karka is given to somebody else. The second aid says, yes, he admitted that to me as well in a separate event. So even though they're testifying about different admissions, doesn't matter, second case. What's the third case now, says the Gemara? Be'edus chazaka. What's edus chazaka? So now, we've mentioned the principle of chazaka many times. As we know, if you want to prove that a field that you have been inhabiting really belongs to you, so we need to prove that you've been in it for 3 years. If you were in the field for 3 years uncontested, so now the owner, or at least the previous owner, cannot come along and say, excuse me, what are you doing in my field? No, it's mine. I bought it off you. Prove it. I don't need to prove it. The very fact that I've been in this field for 3 years and I have Edim. I might not have Edim who saw the transaction. If I have Edim or a shtar that says it was clearly sold to me, well, I don't need a chazaka. If you remember, we once discussed, we don't expect the person to hold the shtar forever. He threw it out. I've been in the field for 3 years. Nobody made a fuss. It's uncontended. That's called a chazaka. So now, but I do need Edim who say that I've been in the field. Prove to me that you've actually been in the field for 3 years, as you suggest. Ah, okay. So I'll bring Edim. The Edim say, yes, we can testify. We walk past this property every single day. And for the last 3 years, we've seen him working in it and nobody has said a word. So now look at Rashi. Be'edus chazake ze oimer. One of them says, Befonai, in front of me, Ochlo Sholoish Shonim Rishoinois Shel Shmita. Oh, this week's parasha, Parashas Behar Shmita. The first aid says, I can testify that it was in front of me, that this fellow was in the field. Ochlo, he consumed, as it were, he was working, he was busy in the field for the first 3 years of the Shemitah cycle. So if you want to know which years, it was years numbers 1, 2, and 3. Okay. Well, the story is not yet complete because I don't have two Edom. Now comes along another aid, Vizeh Oimer, and the second one says, that's interesting. Bafonai Ochlo, in front of me, he consumed Sholoi Shonim Achroinois. I can't say anything about years 1, 2, and 3. I have no idea. But I know that years 4, 5, and 6, the last 3 years in the Shemitah cycle, yes, I saw this fellow in the field every day. Says Rashi Mitztarfi. Those two Edim can combine forces. The Echod Da'achad Karka, because it's about one piece of land, Masahadi, that they are testifying. And therefore, chazaka ma'alaisa. Therefore, that is a perfectly valid chazaka. So that's yet another case. That's a case that they're not testifying about the same event. I'm testifying about years 1, 2, and 3. You're testifying about years 4, 5, and 6. And we combine. That surely sounds like Rabbi Shua ben Korcho. And what we're being taught is, indeed it is. But the Rabbanon agree in that case. So far we've got now three cases, the case of Bechoir, the case of Karka, the case of Chazaka. Finally, the last case was with regard to Ben and Bas. Now, Rashi doesn't go into details yet because the Gemara will discuss it soon. So Rashi just gives the headline, V'chein, and the next Rashi, Le'inyan Shtei Cyrus, Sheba Ben v'Sheba Bas. As we know, either a male or female are only considered to be a fully-fledged adult, min ha-Torah godol or a gedola. It's not enough to have reached the age of 12 or 13. They have to have produced shtei sairis. Now, again, how do I know that there's shtei sairis? And the answer is, there's edim. So Rashi does not go into the details of what exactly was the debate between the two edim. And the reason is, as mentioned, because the Gemara discusses it presently. So continue, keep on reading in Rashi. So we've had so many cases that the Tanakhama agrees to Rabbi Shua ben Korcho, we've almost forgotten, when do they actually disagree? Says Rashi, v'chi pligi, so when do they disagree? You're telling me they agree in the case of Bechor, in the case of Chazaka, in the case of Karka, in the case of Sairos, so when do they disagree? So Rashi reminds us, v'chi pligi bahalvoas moneh. When it's a loan of metaltel in a coin, pligi, because we're not talking about the same coin at all. Mishum delav achad mone komesahadi. We're not actually testifying about the same coin at all. One more Rashi, gavra agavra, Rav Ova v'Rav Idi. They were the second two Amoraim who said that the Tanakama agrees to Rabbi Shua ben Korcho in the case of Karka. Are you pitching them against Adu'ula? Ula was the one who initially told us that what? That we pasken lahalocha like Rabbi Shua ben Korcho in the case of Karka. The Gemara says, you mean there's a machloikus? Yes, but other Amoraim said there's not. Okay, so there's not. They can agree to disagree. They're allowed to have a debate as about to do the Tanakama disagree with a Rabbi Shua ben Korcho, yes or no? So in the final summary, according to Ulla, there is a machloikas right across the board. I don't know what he holds about Bechoir and Chazaka and Cyrus, but with regard to Karka, he maintains there's a machloikas, And that's why he felt there's a necessity to point out that the halacha follows Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. The second Amoraim, however, say that actually in the case of Karka, there was never a machlokes in the first place. In fact, neither was there in a number of cases. So if you ask me, who do we paskin like in the case of Karka? Well, that's a totally bizarre question. What do you mean, who do we paskin like? Nobody disagrees. Now, Rabbi Issa, we have to stop over here, but we need to add one more line just before we conclude. If you're holding Kop, Rabbi Issa, you'll agree with me that in the final analysis, if I ask you, what is halacha lemaisa? Halacha lemaisa, what's the halacha with regard to karka? Can the Edom combine or not combine? And the answer is one word, yes, according to absolutely everybody. Why? Because according to Ulla, it's true there's a machloikas, but we pass on Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. And according to the other Amoraim, there was never a machloikas. So at the end of the day, in the final analysis, the only debate is whether or not there is a machloikas. But the debate is not, what's the halacha? So halacha ulamaisa, in the case of karaka at least, halacha ulamaisa, if we open up a Shulchan Aruch, this is what we must expect to find, that everybody, the halacha ulamaisa is that two edim, talking about karaka, even though it's not the same event, they combine forces.
Only according to Ula.
According to Ula what?
Because only according to Ula, the halacha is
no, but according to Adam Ryan, there's no machlokas. Everybody agreed, therefore there's no discussion.
No, but who says that when there is a machlokas, halacha, you know, ka'ula?
Ula said there's a machlokas, but we paskin like Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. The other Amoraim said there's no machlokas, so obviously right. They combine.
So when you say the halacha is like Rabbi Shua ben Korcha, it's only according to Ula.
Again, only Ula would say those words, halacha Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. The other Amoraim would agree with him, that is the halacha lemaisa. They wouldn't call it halacha k'rav Yeshua ben Korcha. They would say halacha like everybody, because everybody disagrees. Everybody agrees in that case. So the Shulchan Aruch would still appear the same. Can two Edim combine forces in the case of Karka? Yes.
But they're not saying that. Only Ula is saying that when there's a machlokas, we're holding
like a Shulchan Aruch. According to Adam Amoraim, there's nothing to paskin. There's no debate. So, of course, that's the halacha. Ula is the only one who feels the necessity to point out what the halacha is because he maintains there's a machlokes. Fine. So, the halacha is Rabbi Shua ben Korcha. The other Amoraim said, you're right, that's the halacha lemaisa, but not because we paskin like Rabbi Shua ben Korcha, rather because everybody agrees.
So, you're saying Ula is the only one. So, what we really have is everybody thinks that there's no machlokes when it comes to the Korcha. Ula thinks there's a machlokes, but he agrees that
analysis, the halacha is the same. Quite right. Okay, we have to.
Because he's the only one that disagrees, that thinks it's a machlokas.
Right. Therefore, he's the only one who needed to point out what the halacha. The others don't need to point out what the halacha because, as far as they're concerned, there's no debate about it in the first place.
Okay, now I understand. Thank you.
Okay, have a wonderful day, everybody. Besuras Tavis.
Besuras Tavos, Kotu.
Chicken.